It was a very defining experience. It was traumatic in the sense that it has remained with me ever since, and it goes back now about 60 years. I had always been interested in crime prevention as a career, but after experiencing and witnessing the concentration camps as a liberator of those camps, I was sent in there for the purpose of trying to collect the evidence of crimes or catch the criminals. I was not a casual visitor. I was in there as fast as I could and moving around in the camp as quickly as I could. After witnessing that, it became very clear to me, indelibly impressed on my mind, that there must be a better way to run this world than what I had seen. And at an appropriate time, some years later, I gave up doing anything else and just dedicated myself completely to trying to restructure the world.
What was your perception as a man in his 20s of a world that had led to the monstrosity of organized concentration camps?
The perception also is something which cannot be described in one word. There are various phases of it. First, I would ask myself, how is it possible that there is supposed to be a God and allows this to happen? So this shook some of my religious perceptions. And the next question was, how is it that the world allows this to happen? And what kind of people are these who engage in this type of criminality, thinking that it's not criminal? After all, the people who were engaged in this, at least my defendants, were all selected as people of high intelligence and education. These were not sadistic criminals taken from a prison somewhere. I tried to understand their thinking and their absence of remorse about anything that they did in order to answer my question about what can you do about it. So these were the various phases of the thought processes that went through. The answers to those questions were more complicated. I don't know what forces drive the universe, but I do know that the way it's going is not to my liking. And if I want to change it, I have to do something about it. So if it's a God, then he or she needs help. And if it's some other processes, there have got to be some changes made. And I have not tried to ponder the philosophical answers to those religious and mystical questions. But I have come to a conclusion that if you don't like it, change it or try to change it. Children having their arms and limbs hacked off in Sierra Leone. 500,000 or maybe 800,000 people butchered with clubs and machetes in Rwanda in our lifetime, a few years ago. This is not something which can be conceived of in any rational pattern. There's something wrong with the order of our society, with the way we run this planet. And so I direct my attention at that problem. What does it take to make this planet more humane, so that everyone can live in peace and dignity? I'm sure that can be done. But it takes political will, it takes change of thinking, it takes new way of thinking, it needs new institutions. And those are the things I'm working on.